Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada. Joining us in our next two segments is going to be Gary Barnett, a distinguished author, writer, philosopher, and all-around American good guy. We also have a special announcement, too. Power Hour J is dealing with a family emergency of a loved one in hospital and will not be answering the phone line for a few days. So if you cannot make an order at thepowerhour.com, please leave a voicemail and Catherine or Jason will be sure to call you back to get your order in place. And we keep Jay and her family in our prayers, and we'll do that live right here and form our circle holding hands in our social realities and pray to God to give strength, healing, and whatever resources are required by Power Hour Jay, because Jay works in the business of healing, to distribute what is best for your body, and has probably done more than many physicians, definitely more than the pharmaceutical industry, to give healing graces to people in need. And as we start facing the economic denouement, it doesn't hurt to stock up on a lot of things from Power Hour Mall, because if we ever get hit with hyperinflation, try to find things, anything that you may be able to afford, because guaranteed your wages from whatever paltry job you took the vaccine for will mean nothing pretty much at that point. It'll be a fool's errand. Welcome aboard, Gary. Give us some great insights into places you've been and seen through the summer and how America is tolerating this battle of wits.
Well, they're accepting it. I don't know about tolerating, but it's just, as I mentioned to you before, my family and I just been trying to get a lot out in the country and out in the open, and we love music, so we've been listening to a lot of wonderful music concerts outdoors, and I'm an avid fly fisherman, have been for my whole life, so doing those kind of things and trying to get through this summer and enjoy as much as possible in the well, what for me is a horrible anticipation of very dire circumstances coming this fall and winter, and we want to be prepared, and we also want to have as much fun as possible. I do live in the North Country here in Montana, so in the winter, you know, we get some extreme weather at times, and we're stuck in. So at any rate, we're certainly getting our share of outdoors and, you know, being together this summer. So it's been pretty nice.
Oh, indeed, indeed. What do you see as being the great dangers we're going to face this winter?
Well, I mean, it's what I've been writing about since the inception of this 16 or 17 months ago. And as time has gone by, I've clarified more and more, you know, what I think is coming. And it's at this point, it looks to me as if everything is lined up to for a transition into pure hell coming this coming year. Some people have, you know, thought things were going to ease up, or, you know, this horrible poisonous vaccine was going to make everything better and everything would, you know, would not go back to normal as that ridiculous term means, but to at least not be as bad as it was. And in my opinion, it's going to be much, much worse. And there are many reasons for that. And I also think it's going to be a multifaceted or a, you know, multi-prong attack against, you know, the people of this country, well, the whole world, actually, but, you know, discussing North America here, too, specifically, and it's going to come from many angles. It's going to begin with a similar situation, and I don't like to predict exact things. I'm just telling you what I see coming, but you know, it's my view that this COVID nonsense is not only going to continue, but it's going to accelerate. There's going to be additional lockdowns and quarantine restrictions. And a lot of it initially is going to be blamed on some sort of variant, whether it's this Delta variant or claimed Delta variant or some other. They're already propagandizing doom and gloom, you know, from government media sources. As a matter of fact, I saw a piece today that was stating that the mortality rate for this what I call a fake virus is going to be upwards of 35% coming this next few months into next year. So that everything's being set up to have panic coming in the near term. And you know, while we're talking today, we'll go over a few things that are actually happening. But it's going to be full depopulation mode. It's going to be blamed on those of us that are trying to tell the truth, those of us that are unvaccinated and will always refuse to be unvaccinated. And a lot of deaths going to be blamed on a variant or some non-known disease, when in fact it's going to be purposeful, and the deaths are actually going to be coming from the treatment that's been used and also from these poisonous injections. So I don't want to take up all the airtime going over this without discussion. I'm just trying to give you an overview. So anyway, I see some pretty nasty things coming.
Oh, I do too, and mostly because I see where they want to go. I was always a fan of the old westerns as a child and young adult because you got horses, wide open spaces, and something that went bang a lot. And it's typical Americana. But generally, when you know where the enemy wants to go, it's almost a certainty that every step they take along the way is heading in that general direction. And the best defense we have is to head them off at the pass, as they say, because we know where they want to go. So if we can interdict and stop them, well, we win the war. We win the battle. We win the struggle. And ultimately, we know where they're going with this is they want our bodies, our DNA, and perhaps our very souls. And we have to prevent them from taking them by putting up resistance. Part of that putting up resistance is just saying no. And I see in Gibraltar and Iceland that they're heavily vaccinated, and they probably went at it whole hog long before other countries. And they're showing massive spikes in people getting sick. And in some places, 2,400% increases in short periods of time. And this is unacceptable, but this is the reaction, in my opinion, to these inoculations. And they're not vaccines in any way, shape, or form. They were patented as bioweapons. And why anyone would put that in their body after they hear something like that, I have absolutely no idea. Israel's another place that's heavily vaccinated, and in Herat, they were saying they had new cases top 2,000 for third day as the Delta spreads. Well, of course, any of the majestic 12 doctors that have spoken up about this said this is what it will do. You will become a germ factory producer without a macrophage to turn this off. And as I recall, one doctor saying specifically this, you know, is the, you know, best destructor of human life ever created. And this is going to be a long, cold, dark winter, I fear. But knowledge is power. Knowledge is truth. And you can protect yourself by getting yourself into a position where you can sustain yourself, or, better yet, have more impetus to refuse this. Because whatever short-term thing they're offering you will mean nothing in the months and years ahead.
No, and you know, this has been pre-planned for at least two decades, but it's gotten to the point now. And the one thing that I think is so important, and actually, you know, we're thinking in similar ways, but to me, the absolute only solution is for people to totally dissent and to disobey every order concerning this, and to educate themselves as to what is actually going on. And I know it seems like it's obvious that, you know, what they're doing, but it's not obvious to the general population. It just isn't. The people have done since day one what they were told. And when these new restrictions come, I think people are going to continue to comply, at least at this point. I hate to see that. I hope it does not happen. I hope I am completely wrong. And although there's more protest around the world, protests will not get the job done. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's fantastic anytime people stand up at all, especially given that so few have over the last year and a half. But going out and holding up the sign and then going back home is not going to get the job done. People will actually have to disobey and not comply with these orders and figure out exactly what's going on. And they're being told what's going on every day. It's just very obvious. And the entire scam has been outed by so many wonderful and very brilliant people and doctors. But that message isn't getting out because everything is censored to the point of the ridiculous. And so many people that I know who attempt every day to wake people up and to get the factual information out are being censored and silenced and defunded. And it continues to go on every day. And none of this goes on the mainstream media outlets. And a monstrous amount of the population are still getting all their news from these propaganda sources like MSNBC and Fox and CNN and all the mainstream outlets and the government bureaucracies and government spokespeople, instead of looking and trying to find the truth. And it's a real problem. And I'll go over some things today. And I do want to mention one thing just as an aside. Once we finish our interview and I get it and I post it on my site, and I'd like people to know this, I'm going to post a lot of show notes and source links with a lot of information that is very, very important for people to see. And I'll post it at the bottom of my page when I post this talk, so people don't have to listen to me. They can go get this information on their own and see what's happening.
Oh, indeed, indeed, and bless you for things like that. Because what we're experiencing is something I came across really where it was well explained. Was a concept called hyperreality by a French philosopher, Jean Baudrillard. And this allows a mingling of virtual reality, human intelligence, and artificial intelligence to create a surreal state, something that, is just perceived to be reality, but is not. And it's something for you to look up and really start to understand. It goes back a long time. You know, it's in Shakespeare. The world's a stage and every actor plays his part. It's all part of this. The simulated world is this reality that they create, and it forces us to participate in things that are to our demise, really. He also came up with a word called simulacrum, and this is a resemblance. There's four steps to it: a basic reflection of reality, perversion of reality, pretense of reality where there is no model, and something that bears no relation to any reality whatsoever. And that's what we have with this COVID. We're in that stage. And we have to shake ourselves loose. It's like getting the fleas off us. We're covered in them. And the biggest thing is to turn off corporate mainstream media. They are lying to you tooth and nail, part of the mega corporations, basically, that are taking over the world with the pharmaceutical industry and turning you into God only knows what, but not what you were before. Of that you can be sure. And ultimately, it's like a Toronto radio host that I've done a lot of work with that I really like. He's got a show in a suburb called Mississauga, Saga 960 AM. And I listened to the start of Richard Serrett's show yesterday while I was walking my dog. And, you know, he's come out of the cave swinging. I really appreciated his work on that, that this is, in effect, war. And to say that in the daytime on mainstream radio, even a smaller market station, is a step in the right direction to shake people loose. And this is probably the greatest thing we'll ever have to face in our lifetimes. And those of us who survive, we'll have to clean up the mess. And I tease people and say, turn out the lights and write the history, because we'll be the survivors. And it's a shame so many people have surrendered to this. And we'll always have doubts about many, many deaths of late. Yes, people die all the time, but I'm sure now a lot of them, it's after the jab. The FDA is aiming to give final approval to the Pfizer vaccine by early next month, according to the New York Times. And why should we be surprised about that? Because if it's an official thing, then the pressure to get you to take it will be intense. But you still have to say no. And whatever little prison camp they want to throw us into isn't going to matter at that point. But Richard actually said, you know, what are you going to wait till? So they come dragging you out of your home in the dead of night, kicking and screaming, like will probably happen in Australia soon, which is just like a total dysfunctional New World Order prison camp at this point?
Well, yes. I mean, and this goes back to a quote I use quite often, and I'm not, I'm not even going to paraphrase really, but Solzhenitsyn talked about this, at length when they were sent to the death camps. He said, all we had to do was to gang up and wait for them to come in and protect ourselves instead of allowing them to take us away in the first place. In other words, they sat and did nothing until it was too late. Preparing for this and preparing to protect your own lives and your own freedom is mandatory if any of us are going to get out of this, because if the majority continue to acquiesce and to comply and to wait until they're in camps or until they're vaccinated with a non-vaccination, with a poison, it's going to be harmful for everyone, and not just those vaccinated, but everyone else. And that's what's happening. You know, and if you go back just a little ways, the total deaths in 2020 for the United States and the world were actually less than 2018. And there was no pandemic of any kind. But that's going to change. The deaths coming in the future are going to be high. They're supposed to be high. They want them to be high. This is a depopulation and eugenics effort. And it's going to happen because of the bioweapon called a vaccine. And it's going to happen because of everything they've done to date in treatment of a non-existent viral infection that, that is also a bioweapon. So, I don't know how many of your audience or if you've talked about this, but Fauci and this panel demanded, and every hospital was under this protocol, to use only one treatment for all cases, and I'm saying cases, of what was called COVID-19 in the United States. They were only using one particular drug, and it's called remdesivir. It's never helped anything. It's never had any efficacy for any disease. It is extremely deadly. It causes a shutdown of kidneys. It causes a shutdown of body function. It attacks the organ systems. It causes an amazing and very detrimental effects and side effects. And that has been the only thing used to treat COVID-19, as they call it, for all of this time. And their own, they cite the reason they're using this, Fauci and this panel, and you can go look this up. You can look it up on the mainstream, actually. They used two studies. They said to that recommended that they the reason they recommended this this treatment in both studies they had to discard the people. They were dying in such numbers, and they had to pull them off, and they had to pull remdesivir. And Fauci also had the second highest death in these studies, in these so-called studies. And those studies are posted, and you can look at them. And what it shows is these things are deadly, and they're using that to say it is the only treatment allowed for any hospital in the country, and it is the best treatment for helping people that supposedly have COVID-19. And this is still the case. A lot of people have talked about this, but recently Dr. Rainier Fulmick and Dr. Brian Artis talked about that, but also with Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg about this, and supplied all the information. The FDA knew how deadly this was 2 months before the so-called vaccine came out. And now the vaccine is out, and it's causing the exact same symptoms. And people are dying in droves. So what's going to happen, in my opinion, because at least in the United States, the claimed number of people that have taken these injections, at least one, most cases two, and there's going to be more, has surpassed 150 million people. So the deaths coming in the future because of this bioweapon injection and the destruction of the immune system and body organs, I think is going to be tremendous, and I think it's going to be blamed on something that...
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
just recently we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Power Hour Nation. Gary Barnett, a noted American writer, philosopher, thinker, and all-around good guy, joins us in this last segment to talk about some of the things we face together collectively. And it is not something to fear. Fear is their weapon. I remember this woman I took in from New York City after 9/11 who was in some serious accidents and stuff like that. And, she was a very devout Christian woman and, horribly injured in car accidents. And, I brought her to the country here in Canada to rehabilitate and heal her body. And I always liked her manner. And there's no mistaking that accent from Manhattan. There's no mistake in that accent. And it doesn't matter what came along or how bad it looked or how dark it was. Her catch-all phrase for that was, bring it on, Lord, bring it on. And that's the big thing is, because we can take it. And you know why? Because we have the most powerful weapon that's ever been unleashed anywhere. We have God on our side. We have the ultimate power. There's nothing they can do to us. They can try to do things to us. And that's why they have to convince us, as I said earlier, about the steps the communists take to destabilize and destroy nations. Because one of the big ones is to remove the ethos of the nation, particularly God. So that's not in the equation. So no matter how hard you hit, you can't even form a thought to ever pray and ask for strength from the divine. And how many have been suckered into that? Not that I'm a big fan of this chap and that style of music or anything like that, but a famous American passed away too after catching COVID at age 50, Chicago house music DJ Paul Johnson. And, I don't know where he stood on this or had he been vaxxed or not, but he came up with something called Daft Punk, which wouldn't be my thing. But it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how popular you are, or anything. Ultimately, we're all in the same boat, all together. And we have to sink or swim.
together. And this is why they're using so much to try to divide and conquer us. But if this chap was in the hospital, like Gary says, they offer some sort of drug treatment that actually poisons and destroys organs in your body, which would make it very difficult for your immune system to deal with any type of infection you have. And that's why I'm so big on natural remedies. But as they took down Dr. Marcola, you know, you couldn't say vitamin D. Vitamin D turns on your immune system. Every cell in your body, as I understand it, has a vitamin D receptor. I'm sure he wasn't given that. And I'm sure he wasn't given the other drugs that are working. And the big one is, with capital letters, is ivermectin. Dr. Trozzi, the physician I had from Ontario, made that abundantly clear, and I'll say it again and again. He would prescribe 6 pills. After 2, and at worst 3, you'd be better. No intubation. He was an emergency room physician, and he had to drop out of society for all the communist pressure that's put on him to accept the lie. He says, how do I look someone in the eye and tell them there's no answer, tell them there's no cure, or tell them there's no hope, when in the medicine cabinet behind me I've got all the answers and I know how to use them? How do I do that? And you just look, he's just one of many, many thousands who will give you the poisons, who won't treat you properly, and will allow you to die. And in that regard, it is a terrible shame that good people in law enforcement, in the police, in the military, stand aside and pretty much leave the roost to Satan's minions in this struggle. How else are we struggling with this event, Gary?
What's it now?
How else are we struggling in this event? I'm sure you have a few more things you'd like to get into.
Oh, well, you know, the struggle is all-encompassing, because it's coming from every angle. It's going to come, the division, as you mentioned, of course, that's been a strategy of tyrants for all of human history. And I've never seen a time, especially in this country, where division was this rampant. The division is in every aspect of every life at this point. Not only the ridiculous party system stuff, which entails a lot of people, but the at every angle of every, you know, from differences in beliefs, differences in religion, differences in color, and one group, every group, against every other group, and the whole nation split half against each other, and every piece of the part of the, of those of that split is against each other. So we have a situation when people are divided at that level, they become very easy to control, and that's exactly why this has happened the way it's happened. So, I mean, if people can't get together and try just to, you don't have to agree with people, you don't have to do everything that they do, but if they could agree to get along and just be peaceful and help each other, well, you know, that would, in and of itself, would change this in a heartbeat, but that's not what's going on. So, you know, you've got that division, and now you've got the powers that be, the state, and the people that run the state, and it's a big spider web from the very top down to the lowest levels locally. I think we're going to be inundated with tragedy, from deaths due to injections, deaths due to treatments, deaths due to other drugs, and complete immune system shutdowns. And there's also going to be many more restrictions coming. They're also going to use this, they already are, to advance a bogus climate change agenda, which is going to replace at some point, in my opinion, the virus, and it's going to become a climate change emergency, so to speak, down the road. It is a war against all of us, And it's a war against all of us all the time and from every angle possible. And all of those that are willing and able to dissent are going to become the enemies of everyone in this country. And if people are going to take that route, it's going to be bad for all of us. And hopefully enough will decide that, yes, they should also disobey and they should also dissent, as opposed to blaming those people brave enough not to drink this Kool-Aid for the problems to such an extent that the state will come after. So what they're doing to Dr. McCullough is a prime example of shutting down someone who is simply trying to put out very good factual information and health information that benefits everyone. And look what they're doing to him. And but it's not just him. It's everyone. I have been censured at every level. I haven't had my site shut down, but I know a lot of people who've had their entire systems shut down, and certainly they would be monetized. And since I only have subscribers and I'm not monetized for that reason, I'm not doing it for that, I'm going to be able to hang on a little longer than a lot of them. But at some point, they're going to come after all of us.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And this is the danger of this, you know, greed movement is just so, so evil. It's beyond description. When you really look at what is in their writings and philosophies, if that doesn't scare you, you know, I don't know what could, but I've read this quote from Pentti Linkola, who wrote a piece called Human Flood, and unfortunately, it was translated by a Michael Moynihan, I remember a Senator Moynihan, but I don't know if they're of any relation, but he made it quite plain. You know, what do you do when a ship carrying 100 passengers suddenly capsizes and only one lifeboat with room for 10 people has been launched? When the lifeboat is full, those who hate life will try to load it with more people and sink the lot. Those who love and respect life will take the ship's axe and sever the extra hands that cling to the side of the boat. Now, what do you expect from a person like that? As a Christian, if I was in that boat and I had my capacity of 10, well, we could take turns in the water, as many survivors in the U.S. Navy did in the Pacific in various struggles, and survivors of other shipwrecks have done. Or we pray for that miracle, like Jesus did when his boat was being overwhelmed, that we make it to the other side. But I'm a big believer, maybe it's something that you would might get from the Marine Corps or something, it's either we all make it or we all go down the road together. But we don't give up. And we definitely don't chop the hands off the people clinging on to the boat. And you just have to wonder what type of psychotic madman is this person and is that movement? So he looked at you need a green Gestapo of eco-fascists to do this work. Tell me we don't have many of them at the helm of many, many governments.
Yeah, we've got a whole system of evil. And I do believe firmly that the controlling factor is not a large number at all. And like I said, I consider it, and others have come to this conclusion as well, as a spider web with the very top and then the web expanding in every direction from the very top few down through the system, through the nonprofits, through the corporate system, through the government, through the government bureaucracies, down to the state and then the local bureaucracies, right down to the dog catcher. So you've got a And most of these people don't know that they're controlled or who they're controlled by. They're just doing their part. So, and that system has been built over a long, long period of time. And at this point, it is definitely in control. And the only thing that will stop that is people. And you know, there's 8 billion of us, and there's only a handful of people controlling. So obviously, if even a small portion, but a decent number of people said no and stood up, this thing would be over in 5 minutes, and that has not happened. And that is something that I would like to see happen before it becomes too late.
Indeed, indeed. Dad always used to say the worm always turns. This worm will turn as well, but at what cost? You know, will we come to a point where we lose 60 million dead in the world, 600 million, or 6 billion? And when we get to that point, it'll be clearly obvious to everyone that we've been had and how, and the 2 billion that are left are still more than enough to turn the tide on this. But why do we have to lose the 6 billion? And
exactly.
I question that all the time.
Yeah, it's a bad circumstance, and I think part of it, maybe even a good part of it, is human nature, but it's also human nature to protect yourself and your own, and that's been lost more so than at any time that I can ever remember, or and certainly in my lifetime and before. But we're in a struggle now. This is a planned genocide. It's a planned democide. All our own governments are coming after the people in their own countries. In addition, it's a eugenics movement, and it's also a move to take basically the entire planet and turn it into a technocratic dictatorship of sorts, run and ruled by the few. And this is not science fiction. I mean, this is what they state they're going to do. They've been stating it for a long time. They said in advance how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen, and it has. Just like they've telegraphed everything that's going on now far in advance, and they're still doing that. Like I said, I read an article this morning on a mainstream site that was saying we expect 35% fatalities from the new variant, and it hasn't even happened, and that's what they're predicting. It's not a prediction. It's propaganda to set up or to indoctrinate people into believing it before it happens. And when it comes, not being surprised by it. And so, you know, that's going on right now.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I try to toughen myself up for, you know, the emotional responses from mass deaths. Beg your pardon?
I've lost you.
You did? Okay. I'm still here, I think. Okay. Okay, it appears we had some line trouble with our guest, and hopefully he's not in a remote place where you have to climb up the phone pole and tap into a line like in the olden days. Or if anyone would even know today that there were phone lines anymore. They'd probably be as obsolete as telegraph cables. But we have to toughen ourselves to the resolve of the fact that we may face a world where there are many casualties, where there is much suffering. And we have to make sure that we prepare our lifeboats to take in the people who may be put in our way. And primarily, I may think down the road that may include a lot of orphans, because they're not going to inject under 12s to a great extent. But a lot of kids may lose their parents. Perhaps a lot of pets won't have masters. I was even told that, you know, in Australia they're going nuts and they're inoculating the animals in the zoo. Like, if this isn't a mass madness, germs are seldom ever crossing the species barrier. So there's really no need to give them something like that. And I would be very careful, too, if you have pets, to find out what's in any of their vaccines so that they're not getting mRNA technology put into them, because you love them and they love you, and we don't want to subject them to any future horrors either. Were we able? We got them back. Okay, good. We're off to the races again.
Yes, I don't know what happened. It just disappeared. I have no clue.
That's okay. Whatever they try to do, we can undo.
I do want to mention, and you probably will anyway, but I am going to put a lot of information on my site concerning our talk so that people can look stuff up, as I mentioned. But the only place that I can put that up is on my site at GaryDBarnett.com. And I just want your audience to know, if they want to research some of the stuff that's going on that is completely heinous and evil, I'm going to post some interviews that with all the source work, so I hope people will take a look at this and listen to it.
Oh, indeed, indeed. You have to think for yourself. You have to arm your thoughts and all the processes around thinking by taking in all the information. A simple analogy is, if somebody tells you there's only one side to a coin, you know they're lying. There's two sides to the coin in any argument, in any debate. And when I was young, I always liked to take up the minority position in a debate. In school, is far more challenging and far more illustrious if you win the debate, because that was the minority opinion. And this is very, very important in life, that sometimes the herd runs into the cliff and goes off, and the few that recognize the danger stop abruptly before it's too late and survive this cataclysm. And this is something that you have to learn. It's an acquired thing, but don't join the herd in this. Even if people understood children's fables, you know, what's the government? You know, huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down because of the great COVID. Well, I think we've heard that one before, or hopefully we have. Or the other classic is, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. No, it's not falling. You're just saying it's falling. It's not falling at all. You're just trying to seduce me into the roaster pan where the wolf and the fox or whatever comes along can feast on my flesh. Well, it isn't going to happen. And it should not happen to you. Whatever happens, don't panic. That's the worst thing you can do. You just fall into their trap. And we come to Power Hour to free ourselves from that, to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery, as a famous Jamaican politician said, and Bob Marley put in his song. And that's the way you do it. Then you become truly free. And remember, we are all united. There's only one race, the American race. And it is under threat and attack. And we all have to work together and strive together to survive this. And then we'll find out the differences between us were illusory anyway. And that we're all one. One for victory.
Yes, I do want to give one warning out quickly before we're off air. Because these horrible human beings are going to come after the children with a vengeance this fall and winter. And the United States, they've already put the plan out for a long time. I've written much about it. But they're going to start with high school vaccinations very shortly now. And they will continue at the lower ages down to 12. And then going into next year, they're supposed to begin the rest of all school children, from the smallest up through elementary, and that's the plan. And I hope parents will not allow this poison to be put into their children's body. But that is going to be a huge push coming in the next year, in the next few months, and then the next year.
Oh, definitely. It is the time to drop out of the system, whatever system, at any level. Max Egan speaks about that, thecrowhouse.com. You know, there's no sense having your children in an indoctrination center school. It's useless. And the only education you're going to get, you're going to the school of hard knocks, real hard knocks. And no matter what incentive, there is no job, there is no nothing until this war is won, until the battle is won. And that's all you can do is mire yourself in some sort of trap. So resist it, resist it, resist it, resist it at every level. And join together with like-minded people to the best of your abilities to survive this storm. And pray. Ask God for deliverance and strength through these times. And you will persevere. It won't, doesn't mean it won't be bumpy, but you will persevere. And you'll meet new friends and people devoted to the cause.
George, I lost you again. It just eased out to the sound. Went from full sound to low sound to no sound again. I don't know. I have no clue what's causing it, but I know we're about at the end. So if you don't get me back, I just want to say how much I appreciate being on and being able to get some of this information out to people and hopefully help them.
Oh, indeed. I hear you loud and clear, and hopefully everybody else did too. These things come to pass every so often, and you know, whatever hurdles they're put in front of us, we persevere over them. You know, we thank you very much for bringing your insights here, and you know, we hope you enjoy your travels through America and your fishing and exploring. And it's a good incentive for many other people to look for places of shelter, food, forage, and make mental notes of where all these places are, because we may be reduced to hunting and gathering or scavenging for our sustenance. And team up with people of like mind. Stay together. Remember, you're all Americans, and America will survive. It's just how much damage will be done by these forces of darkness. And once we suffer some of these things, it'll make us tougher, it'll make us stronger, it'll make us smarter, more agile, and we won't be as quick to fall for their lies. And that's how America was formed, really. People joined together. And they made a nation. Here on this radio station, it's Power Hour Nation. We God bless all of you in these times of strife so that we find a way to survive it. But Satan, you cannot have God's kingdom or his people ever. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour. We're here for you. Always. Thanks for coming out. Good day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.